Is that what you're saying?
No, just that just, first guy.
Just
run through him.
Uh-huh.
Don't run two, run through.
Third down, Green Bay. Third and six. Packers 5 of 7 on third downs. Slot right, slot left. Three receivers left, two to the right. Clifford solo in the gun. From the 31 of Green Bay, here's the snap. Clifford takes, pump fake, scrambles right, 30. Lots of running room, 35. And he slides to a stop. 41-yard line outside the numbers on the far right side. With a quarterback run, which has been a productive play for the Packers offense, a gain of 10 yards and a first down.
Seahawks were stunting up front, but the protection was okay. Clifford just saw an opening and took it big time, and he's a fun player to watch.
And that snap kind of wobbled on its way back to Clifford. May have thrown off some timing there, but nonetheless, Clifford made good on it. From the 41 of Green Bay, first and 10, motion from Kraft, the tight end to the left side, out of the shotgun, fake to Taylor, dumps it off left side, Kraft gets a block on the left side, steps past the defender, diving along the left sidelines in front of the Packers bench, across the 45, close to the 50-yard line. And they mark it to the 50 on a gain of 9. Ben Burkervin, a linebacker, took him out. First down yardage of 9, second and 1 coming up.
Malik Heath out there blocking, and Tucker Kraft, good job running after the catch.
Yeah.
Because Heath didn't quite finish it, but Kraft took care of it.
Single back offense now behind Clifford, who ducks in under center. Second and 1 for Green Bay. Kraft again motions to the wing on the left side. Hand off Taylor, slips a defender in the backfield, takes it off left tackle, outside the hash marks, inside Seattle territory, to the 48-yard line of the Seattle Seahawks, gain of 3, Tyreek Smith, prospect out of Ohio State, made this tackle.
Changes up front, Yosh Nyman at right tackle, Sean Ryan at right guard.
Sean Ryan's had a good camp by all accounts.
Royce Newman at left guard. Rasheed Walker still manning the hot corner.
First and 10 from the shotgun. Taylor motions to the right side of Clifford. Slot right. Quick throw right side. Samari Toure's got it. Gets a block from Heath. But the Seahawks have too many men in the zone. Out of bounds to the far right side in front of Pete Carroll. Goes the Green Bay receiver. Samari Toure. Kobe Bryant forced him out. A gain of just 2.
Run pass option. The pass option boils down to being a one-man screen.
Second down and about 8. Football to the 46-yard line of Seattle. Packers are leading 9-0, 6:25 to go in the first half. Three receivers bunch on the left. Snap to Clifford in the shotgun. Gives Taylor big hole. Off the left cash marks. Penalty markers fly.
They're going to get Royce Newman.
Behind the play, Taylor goes down near the 39. And that's in the area of offensive holding, as Larry mentioned.
Holding. Offense, number 70. It's a 10-yard penalty. Replay, second down.
Royce looked like he had a heck of a block going, but when you take the man to the ground, you better have your P's and Q's in order. Have your hands inside. Can't grab on, because they'll be looking at you.
4 penalties, 21 yards assessed against Green Bay. Now it is 2nd and 18. Football back to the Packers, 46-yard line. 2 receivers right, 1 to the left. Tight end standing up left side of the line. Here's the snap to Clifford in the shotgun. Dumps it off right side. Manuel Wilson gets a block. He's to the 50 along the numbers. Brought down inside Seattle's 45 of the 44-yard line of the Seahawks. Kobe Bryant, Trey Brown make the stop. Pretty well executed screenplay, it looked like. A gain of 10 yards.
John Runyon with a nice block in the open field. I may have misstated it earlier.
So now the Packers are 3rd down and 6. Seattle 44. 3 receivers left. Snap to Sean Clifford. Hands it off up the middle. Wilson pile driving along the right hash marks. Tried to spill his way to the first down and is spilled. Outside the hash marks, inside the numbers at the 40-yard line of Seattle. Roderick Perry, the big defensive lineman, on the hit. Gain of 4. And now it's 4th down for Green Bay and about 2 yards to go.
The misstatement was I mentioned Sean Ryan at right guard. Well, he is at right guard, but John Runyon has taken over for Josh Myers at center. Just want to straighten that out.
Right here, the Packers to the line of scrimmage. Now fourth down, 2 yards to go. Hand off again to Wilson. He's hit off the middle, and he's turned back short of the first down. At best, he got to the 39. He needed the 38. And the Seahawks respond with Artie Burns, who's trying to make this football team a veteran. And he got in there from the cornerback spot to stop that play. Seattle takes over on downs, 39-yard line of the Seahawks. 9-0 Packers, 4:42 to go, first half. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
I'm coming.
Hi, Mark Tauscher. Ah, Tausch, you have mosquitoes in here.
It's like an insect zoo right now at my house. Here comes that wasp again. Incoming.
Shoo, you need Pella's 250 series of windows with exclusive hidden screens, protecting you from nature.
Yes, please. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to the rescue.
Get a 250 series patio door and 8 double-hung windows with hidden screens as low as $188 per month. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23.
Attention fans, IT and football strategy have more in common than you think. Like a winning game plan, your business needs a well-executed IT strategy. Software One is the leader in software and cloud solutions. Whether you're facing a blitz of data, looking to land an application with AWS, or need a Hail Mary pass to meet budget savings, Software One will be your lead blocker. Don't get sacked. Call 1-800-444-9890 or visit softwareone.com. Software One, your MVP for software and cloud solutions.
There's nothing quite like the thrill of victory. But in order to win, you gotta play. In this town, plays are a thing. Nobody loves the thrill of a game more than Green Bay. Whether it's watching our team fight for every yard at Lambeau Field or doubling down on a high pair at Oneida Casino, play is in our DNA. The thrill of the spin, the joy of a win. Nothing beats it. Remember, there's another place to play where the game is always on. Oneida Casino, official casino of the Green Bay Packers. Please gamble responsibly.
We're back with Name That Lightning Googles. This beer pairs well with watching your neighbor trying to dock their boat again. Now, Name That Lightning Googles.
Summer Shandy Bob?
Correct. You named that Lightning Googles. Also accepted Juicy Peach or Honey Lemon Light. Lightning Googles. Flavor of the moment. The Jacob Lightning Google Brewing Company. Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly 2023.
Time for today's ground game stats powered by Senex. Packers, 90 yards on 20 rushes. Seahawks, just 1 yard on 4 rushing attempts. The ground game stats powered by Senex. Be sure to stop by your local Senex. Stock up on snacks for your next Packers game. Senex, proud petroleum partner of the Green Bay Packers. Seattle takes over on downs. Football just short of their 40-yard line. They're working from left to right, trailing the Packers 9-0, 4:42 to go, first half. Drew Lock continues at quarterback, ducks in under center. DJ Dallas, the lone setback, two tight ends stack up on the left side. Two receivers pulled in tight on the right. And here's the handoff, Dallas up the middle, breaking through, best run of the day to date for Seattle. Along the right hash marks out across the 45 to almost the 49-yard line, gain of 9 yards. Eric Wilson made the stop from the linebacking core of Green Bay.
Able to push Carl Brooks by the hole for the cutback for good yardage.
Seahawks go no huddle here on second and short. This time shotgun. Give is to the running back. Dallas up the middle, breaking through. 40. He's to the 30, cutting right outside the numbers. Brought down inside the 30 near the 25-yard line of Green Bay. A gaping hole off the right side. Jonathan Owens made the tackle downfield. 27-yard gain.
Seahawks pulling their left guard on the play, but the problem was Isaiah McDuffie really getting rolled over.
No huddle again. They give it to Dallas. Look left, takes it straight up the middle between the hash marks. Inside the 25, down to the 20. Gain of 5. Justin Hollins arrives on the scene for the Packers. Enoch Barre was also there.
Got the Packers on the ropes a little bit up front on this drive. Got a rally.
No huddle. Second down and 5 of the Green Bay 20. And here's the handoff again to Dallas. This time Enoch Barre jumps him from behind and pulls him down near the 19-yard line, a gain of just a yard. So Seattle now faces third down. Seahawks 1-4 on third downs. Blustery day here at Lambeau Field, and the overcast has continued. We've got the fog out of here, but it's getting windy.
every once in a while, it's kind of a spitting rain.
Yeah. Here we go. Third down and about three for Seattle. Green Bay 19, lock under center. And he takes play action, looks to throw. Lots of time, lost. Left side of the end zone. Jake Bobo over the shoulder catch. Touchdown, Seattle. Ennis Gaines had the coverage on the play. Good throw. Good catch. The leading receiver this summer for this Seattle team has been Jake Bobo. His second touchdown reception of the season.
Bobo starting off on the right side of the line of scrimmage. Ennis Gaines in the game as the nickelback, and he lost the foot race to the corner of the end zone.
Officially an 18-yard touchdown pass. Jason Myers for the point after. Out of the hold of Michael Dixon. Chris Stoll on the snap. Here's the snap, bit high. Placement is good. Kick is up, and it is good. So Seattle on the board with 2:46 to go, second quarter. Now Green Bay 9, Seattle 7. Today's game brought to you by Miller High Life. With champagne-like bubbles in an iconic glass bottle, Miller High Life is made to be a quality beer within everyone's reach. Crisp, refreshing, and unpretentious Miller High Life. Welcome to the High Life. So Seattle on the board. Jake Bobo with a touchdown reception, 61 yards in five plays, and a lot of hurry-up offense in that drive. And we've seen the Packers do that too. Tempo is something you'll see during the regular season on occasion. Mike McCarthy used to do it just to get his offense on track at times. So getting set to return this kick, Samari Toure in the south end zone of Lambeau Field. Jason Myers booting from left to right. 2:46 to go, first half. Here's the run up by Myers. Swing of the right leg, end over end kick. Tearing straight on and about 6 yards deep into the end zone. Toure lets it go and it caroms through. One of the things Rich Bisaccia mentioned to us yesterday on kickoffs, hang time. You know, we talk about it a lot during punts, but he said one of the things he noticed last year, teams were returning kicks from 4 and 5 yards deep in the end zone because the Packers weren't able to get the kind of hang time they need. And that's a big part of this game right now.
Well, that's a big rest of the story on why things are the way they are.
Yep. First down for the Packers now in the shotgun, Sean Clifford. Green Bay leading 9-7. Receivers right and left from the 25-yard line. Ball to the left hash mark. Taylor, the lone setback of the shotgun, takes the handoff. Follows a wave of blocking around the right end. Makes the turn outside of the numbers. He's to the 25 and down he goes near the 30-yard line. Gain of 5, Patrick O'Connell, the linebacker whom we've mentioned a lot in the middle of the Seattle defense, made the hit.
Zach Tom, the ever-versatile one, now playing center for the Packers. Open the game as a right tackle.
Rasheed Walker still at left tackle, and the right tackle, Yosh Nyman, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Second down and 5. Ball on the right hash mark, 30-yard line of Green Bay. Clifford in the shotgun, Taylor to his left. Give to Taylor again, cuts it back. Diving forward along the right hash marks, close to the first down, to the 34-yard line. Roped down by O'Connell on an excellent ankle grab as we reach the 2-minute warning. Gain of 4. Third down upcoming for the Packers.
This is the 2-minute warning.
9-7 Green Bay Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Football is back and NFL Plus has you covered. Get ready for the 2023 NFL season and get access to the NFL preseason. Watch live out-of-market preseason games on NFL Plus, including all 23 live NFL Network games across devices. Stream exclusive coverage of the top 100 players of 2023 and discover all-access content from players, coaches, analysts, and more. Sign up today at plus.nfl.com. Terms and conditions apply. Live preseason games are subject to local blackouts.
With Vizzy's vibrant dual flavors, the vibe is yours to decide.
I'm thinking Vizzy Refreshingly Berry. A round of blackberry lemon at the bar? Could be good. Maybe Vizzy Vibrantly Tropical.
You always say Vibrantly Tropical.
Come on, a cooler full of papaya passion fruit on the beach?
Oh yeah, that's a vibe. I'm down.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clip salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in and everyday great prices, you save time and money too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today.
With roots in Wisconsin back to 1859, Manitou is known for the reliable machines and proven performance day in and day out. Much like football in Wisconsin, Manitou compact loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts are engineered to withstand the harshest conditions, fearlessly performing in the mud, dirt, and even extreme temperatures. Visit your nearest dealer to experience Manitou equipment firsthand for more productivity, comfort, and reliability. Manitou, handling your world.
Hi, this is Wayne Larrabee for Steinhoffels. Today may be game day, but Fridays are green and gold at Steinhoffels Furniture and Mattress Superstores. Every Friday during the season, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels Superstore wearing Packers gear and score great deals on furniture and mattresses. Steinhoffels is proud to partner with the Packers for Green and Gold Friday to reward our great fans. Visit Steinhoffels.com to find this Friday's reward.
The two-minute warning presented by Wisconsin Left It, the Labor's Employers Cooperation and Education Trust. Labor management cooperation is the key to success in the construction industry. Learn more at launawisconsin.org. Packers are third and one. Two tight end look. Receivers right and left. And a single back offense. Clifford under center. And now Clifford goes straight ahead and is pushed from behind by one of the tight ends on the field. And he has the first down just inside the right hash marks out across the 35-yard line.
Tucker Kraft providing that able assistance.
What do you think of that play, Rock? I'm not a big fan. I know it's, well, now they go quick, no huddle. Snap to the quarterback, quick throw. Malik Heath has it just inside the 40-yard line. Number of the Green Bay, 41-yard line. Michael Jackson on the coverage. Malik Heath the catch and a gain of 6 yards. From the 42, second down and four. Again, no huddle. Minute 22 to go in the half. Snap to Clifford in the pocket. Sets and fires over the middle. Got his man. Samori Toure into Seattle territory between the hash marks. Decked on the play by Kobe Bryant. 45-yard line. They mark it 44. 14-yard gain.
Toure running a dig pattern deep in from the slot.
Three receivers right, one to the left. Wilson to the right side of the quarterback. Clifford in the shotgun. Give to Wilson. Off the left side, he's hit this time and taken down. Collared down by Levi Bell, the outside linebacker. No gain. 48 seconds to go in the half. Now the Packers do have one timeout remaining. And again, they go no huddle on second and 10. Seattle 44. Sean Clifford takes the snap. Scans the secondary. Has time. Rainbow's left side for Malik Heath. A leaping attempt made down the sidelines. Incomplete. Double coverage on the play. Michael Jackson was there with help from Chris Steele. So it becomes now third down.
I think basically Heath was covered on the play.
Yeah.
Thank you. Corner underneath, safety over the top. Not a lot of room for the football.
So third down for Green Bay Packers, 7 of 10 on third down conversions. Sean Clifford running the two-minute drill here. 31 seconds to go in this first half of play. Packers leading 9-7. Three receivers to the right side, including Kraft, the tight end. Out of the shotgun, here's the snap. Clifford lots of time, lofts it left side for Samori Toure, and the pass overthrown, incomplete. Double coverage again down the left side. Toure at the 5-yard line. Kobe Bryant was there along with Artie Burns in pursuit for Seattle. And it becomes fourth down, so they send the punting unit on.
Seahawks putting an end to that drive with good pass coverage downfield. Simple as that.
Daniel Whelan in punt formation for Green Bay. Single safety back deep for Seattle. Here's the snap to Whelan. Moves forward. Lifts this kick high in the air, angling toward the near right side of making the catch just inside the 10-yard line, numbered about the 12. And that's where the Seahawks will take over first and 10. Aesop Winston Jr. on the reception. Just a 32-yard punt, but he gets it done inside the 15-yard line. So well-placed, good leverage on that kick.
And listening to Rich Bisaccia yesterday, it sounded like the competition between Daniel Whelan and Pat O'Donnell, it's a real one. And it has come down to this game.
Come down to the wire. 19 seconds to go, first half. Seattle
offside
does have
defense. It's a 5-yard penalty. Fourth down.
Whoa. So the Packers.
Number 82.
Try it again. Line of scrimmage at the 39-yard line. They try this punt again. Whelan gets another opportunity to place one down. Or wait a minute. No, they're going to try a field goal. 57-yarder. Anders Carlson out of the hole to Pat O'Donnell. And what do we have? Timeout call Seattle.
Seattle. It's a 30-second timeout.
You think Pete Carroll's trying to ice him?
Well, it's good training for the regular season.
It sure is, yeah.
And I don't know about you, Wayne, but I'm really, I mean, you always want the Packers to do well, but I'm just on an individual basis, I really would love for Anders to make this game.
Oh, yeah. On a windy day like today, Lambeau Field looks like from the tassels at the top of the uprights, that he's got the wind to his back. The flag over the rim of the stadium up above is blowing in exactly the opposite direction. Here we go. 57-yard field goal attempt off the left hash. Signals being called. O'Donnell down on one knee. Arm extended. Here's the snap. Placement made. Kick by Carlson.
Come on.
To the uprights. Is it enough?
Yeah!
It is
yeah!
Good! Anders Carlson from 57 yards!
Nice job, young man. Nice job.
Well, he's now made field goals of 45, 52, and 57 yards in this preseason. And the Packers extend their lead to 12-7, 14 seconds ago, first half.
Good snap, good hold, great kick. Now that's nice to see, isn't it?
It sure is. Nice to see that young man.
And when things don't go well, he does such a good job of addressing the media. He doesn't get annoyed, and all the questions, I mean, they're the same ones. And he's, you know, it's one of those cases where you can't help but root for him.
No, absolutely. Anders booting from right to left on this kickoff.
57.
How about that on a windy day? Okay, there's wind swirling around here today. That'll like that. Malik Flowers back deep for Seattle. 14 seconds to go in the half. Here's Carlson boot from right to left. And it carries into the end zone. Hits the back line of the end zone on the near right side. All right.
The adrenaline is the still pumping.
Just thinking the same
Anders
thing.
Anders Carlson.
I was thinking exactly the same thing. He could have kicked that ball in Kukana.
Well, wrong direction, but I get the point.
Okay.
Maybe,
yeah,
maybe,
right.
Maybe Ocanto. Okay, maybe Door County.
Door County, all right. And now the Seahawks will just down this to end the first half.
All right.
One half in the books, final preseason game of the summer. Packers 12, Seahawks 7. Halftime report is presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System. It's coming up next. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
With Vizzy's vibrant dual flavors, the vibe is yours to decide.
I'm thinking Vizzy Refreshingly Berry. A round of blackberry lemon at the bar?
Could be good. Maybe Vizzy Vibrantly Tropical.
You always say vibrantly tropical.
Come on, a cooler full of papaya passion fruit on the beach?
Oh yeah, that's a vibe. I'm down.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. Because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We're the Packers Scratch Game Crew, bringing back Packers Scratch Games for you. The Pack is back. The Scratch Games are here. With four season tickets, you could win for a year. There's instant cash prizes and other bonus drawing surprises.
Scratch Games from the Wisconsin Lottery are back with instant cash prizes and a bonus drawing for four season tickets for one full season. Prices range from $1 to $10. Available now at all Wisconsin Lottery retailers. Odds of winning a drawing prize depend on number of entries received. Average of $64,000 per year.
Four season tickets for a year.
I'm Shanna Quinn. The Halftime Report is presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System, where expert care is never far from where you are. Visit marshfieldclinic.org to learn more. Packers are up 12-7 against the Seahawks for their last preseason game of the year. And here are the first half highlights from a very fall-like day at Lambeau. Get your pumpkin spice ready. The Packers started the game with a few penalties. Not super ideal, but A.J. Dillon, he had a great 14-yard run. And after a 50-yard drive, Anders Carlson, he got the Packers on the board.
Orzic on the snap. High snap placement made. Here's the kick. And it is good. So Anders Carlson pays off the opening drive of the game with a 43-yard field goal.
Looking good. Packers 3, Seahawks 0. The Packers defense, they looked absolutely electric with Carrington Valentine quickly becoming one of my favorite players, in case you care. Almost getting a pick six, forcing the Seahawks to punt. On the Packers' next possession, they couldn't get much going, but Jordan Love did throw a pass to himself before they punted away. At the end of the first quarter, Packers 3, Seahawks 0. To kick off the second quarter, Love got into a real nice rhythm with passes to both Malik Heath and Luke Musgrave. And after 15 plays and 80 yards down the field, they finally found the end zone.
Watson to the left side, tight ends on the right side of the line. Love takes fade pattern into the end zone. Nice. Back shoulder, nice. Watson makes the catch. Touchdown, Green Bay.
Packers 9, Seahawks 0. There was a blocked field goal there, or extra point there, excuse me. Wah, wah, wah. That was Jordan Love's final play of the game. And then the big red dog, Sean Clifford, entered the chat. The next time we'll see Love on the field is going to be in Chicago to kick off the regular season. His preseason stats, pretty impressive. Yeah, zero interceptions for Love there. With about 5 minutes left in the half, the Seahawks hurried down the field. Running back DJ Dallas leading the way for them. In less than 2 minutes, Seattle was able to get their first touchdown of the game on a throw from Drew Lock to receiver Jake Bobo. Packers 9, Seahawks 7. To close out the half, though, the Packers, they wanted to put a few more on the board. Anders Carlson did just that with a humongous kick.
Arm extended. Here's the snap. Placement made. Kick by Carlson.
Come on.
To the upright. Is it enough?
It is! It is! Yeah!
Packers 12, Seahawks 7 at halftime. Up next, we're going to take a look around the league, including the Bears hosting the Buffalo Bills. And will Aaron Rodgers play tonight? That's on the way. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
I'm Mary Ellen Stanek, president of Baird Funds. The Packers are unique in the NFL because the team is owned by the fans and part of the community they share. At Baird, we understand the difference a personal stake can make. Our employees own our firm, and together we earn Baird's reputation for excellence by always doing our best for our clients and giving back in our communities. Discover the Baird difference. Visit BairdDifference.com.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. You know, when you start talking frozen pizza, there are so many must-haves for quality and satisfaction. crispy crust, flavorful sauce, and just the right amount. Plus, quality ingredients. But most important for many, the cheese. At Brewpub Pizza, we use award-winning mozzarella cheese from right here in Wisconsin, and we load it on. Over half a pound on every pizza. So if you're looking for a pizza with all the must-have boxes checked, look no further than Brewpub Lots of Mozza Pizzas, available in your grocer's freezer.
Hi, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. My friends keep posting photos in their new Toyotas. Summer's almost over, and I've got FOMO.
Well, FOMO, no mo. Because Toyota's national sales event is on, and it's the perfect time to squeeze out the last of summer in a new Tacoma, Highlander, Camry, and more.
I can't wait to post photos of myself grilling at the park with my new RAV4.
I will meet you there.
Well done, Jan.
Toyota, let's go places. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Dealer inventory may vary. Event ends September 5th.
I'm Shanna Quinn. The Halftime Report is presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System, where expert care is never far from where you are. Visit marshfieldclinic.org to learn more. The Packers are up 12-7 against the Seahawks at Lambeau on a very fall-like day. And here's how we're looking around the league. Bears, they are losing right now at home 14-10 against the Bills. Cardinals are down. It's Vikings 17 to the Cardinals 3. Browns 22 at Chiefs 10. And tonight, Aaron Rodgers will play Jets at Giants, which really it's kind of like a home game for them if you think about it. That game is going to be at 5 o'clock. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
98 Q Country.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Join us Friday, September 1st for all the fun and excitement of high school football. This week, join us at 7 p.m. on air at 98.3, online at 98.2country.com, or on the Civic Media mobile app for Shell Lake hosting the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer co-op team. Announced by our newest addition to the announcing team, Steve Jetland. And also at 7 p.m., join us on air at 103.1 for Phillips hosting Clayton, announced by Jeff Hakeman and Scott Heckman. High school football brought to you by 98Q Country, your local Civic Media radio station.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
Well, that's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Worga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System, where expert care is never far from where you are. Visit marshfieldclinic.org to learn more. Your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers and the Ford F-Series, also a part of the halftime show, America's best-selling trucks, 46 years straight. Get yours at your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealership. Packers are up 12-7 against the Seahawks for their last preseason game of the year. Looking at these stats here, Jordan Love, he went out on top doing well. The big red came in. Sean Clifford, 5-for-7 with 41 yards. Jordan Love, 9-for-15 of the game. By the way, Jordan Love, no interceptions for the preseason. Love to see that. He is looking strong with this fun young Packers squad. Seattle going to receive to start the second half. We're going to send it back to Wayne and Larry at Lambeau Field next. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
And fall is knocking on our doors, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for a cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Lara, the voice of the Green Bay Packers. If you've been involved in an accident, choose the team with the winning record for more than 50 years. The team that has collected over $1 billion for their clients. The team I would call. Hupie and Abraham. Pick the winning team. The team with the win or its free guarantee. Call 1-800-800-5678. 1-800-800-5678. Or on the web at Hupie.com. Hupie and Abraham. Available 24-7, 365. Visit Hupie.com today.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Today's game is brought to you by Miller Lite. Great taste, only 96 calories, and brewed for Wisconsin. It's Miller time. Hey, fans, it's our favorite season in Wisconsin, football season. Enjoy the game. Leave the other seasons up to Bryant, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating and cooling system running efficiently. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. Packers leading at halftime, 12-7. Seattle will have the football to start the second half. Jordan Love, 9 of 15, 63 yards and a touchdown, 91.8 passer rating. Sean Clifford relieved in the second quarter, 5 of 7 passing for 41 yards. Through the air, Malik Heath, 4 receptions, 35 yards. Christian Watson caught a 6-yard touchdown pass for the Packers. On the ground, Green Bay, 101 rushing yards on 24 running attempts. Seattle had just 18 offensive snaps. Green Bay had 46, if I'm reading that right. Wow.
Referee, microphone check.
Okay, I guess that checks out okay. Packers, 205 yards of offense. Seahawks, 93 yards of offense. Drew Lock went the first half, 8 of 9 passing, 50 yards in an 18-yard touchdown pass. And DJ Dallas, 4 carries, 43 yards rushing with a long gain of 27. They led the way for Seattle. So the second half of the final preseason game of the summer, then a two-week break, and the season begins for the Packers in Chicago. Pretty important half of football coming up for a lot of young players trying to make these teams.
Well, that last impression, you can really help yourself.
So, Anders Carlson, or no, I beg your pardon, Daniel Whelan will kick away. Rich Bisaccia mentioned that Whelan would get some kicks here. Dropping back deep, John Hall received for Seattle. Whelan booting from left to right. A lot of wind above the stadium, not sure on the floor of the stadium. I do know this, the flags at the top of the uprights are blowing in a different direction than the flags above the stadium. And the wind on the floor of the stadium just blew the ball off the kicking tee.
When you talk about playing starters, Rich Bisaccia has a lot of his frontline guys out there, Eric Wilson, Dallin Leavitt, Ennis Gaines, all core special teams guys, Tariq Carpenter.
All right, ball on the tee for Whelan. Make that Cade Johnson back deep to receive for Seattle. Here's the run-up. And the ball being held. Whelan gets his kick away. And it hits on the goal line. Karams passed the return man into the end zone. And Seattle will accept out at the 25-yard line. Kind of a line drive kick that time. I'd say style points are lacking on that one.
I wonder if having the holder, Shamar John Charles, if it kind of screws with the kicker.
I think it might. So here we go. First and 10. And Drew Lock continues at quarterback for Seattle. Single back offense now. Roderick Thompson, the lone setback. A wing set up on the left side. Single receiver to the right. And here's the handoff to Thompson. He's hit and taken down. Hit first by Brenton Cox. And then flowing in there quickly on the play was Tariq Carpenter. So
Cox coming off the edge, just olayed the tight end trying to block him. He got the first hit. And he's one of those guys that's made an impact this camp, fighting for a roster spot. One of those guys that Wayne was talking about.
Offset eye in the backfield. Second down. Loss of one. Let's call it second and 11. Football back of the 24 of Seattle. They're working from right to left, and Lock under center. Takes the snap on the handoff to the running back. Once again, it is Thompson, and once again, they reach him in the middle of the defensive line. Brenton Cox was there. Colby Wooden also in the vicinity. Looked to be a loss of another yard or two. In the first half, I mentioned Seattle, 43 yards and 9 carries, 4.8 yards per pop. But they had one run. Their offense was one run, 27 yards, basically. Of those 43 was one run.
Cox with another Olay on a blocker to make that play.
Loss of a yard, third and 12, football to the 23. Seattle just 2 of 5 and third down conversions. Three receivers right, one to the left. Snap to the veteran, Drew Locke. Locke being flushed, rolling right, looking around, scrambles back left. Locke waiting to make a play, lofts it deep down the left side. There's a man out there, but he caught it out of bounds. Ball carried him out of bounds. Kay Johnson, the receiver, did not get his feet down in bounds. Dallin Leavitt was deeper than deep. That play, impressive throw all the way down near the Green Bay 30-yard line. So it is fourth down for the Seahawks. Michael Dixon on punt formation. His 47.5-yard average, career average, is number one in NFL history. Takes a chest-high snap, moves forward, pops it with the right leg. Spiral, sailing, near side numbers, fair catch signal made. Catch completed, and down goes Samori Toure. As he was bowled over, it looked like John Hall took a defender, took a blocker right into Toure, but good concentration. He secured the catch, and the Packers will start this drive at their 32 when we come back. 12-7 Green Bay, 56-yard punt. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Life moves fast. So should your internet. Bug Tussle would love to give new customers $10 off per month for 12 months, plus free installation from August 11th to September 10th. Get this winning deal on high-speed internet by calling Bug Tussle at 877-227-0924. Spread the love and tell 10 of your friends to call Bug Tussle too. 877-227-0924.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin. 715-476-244. Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
13:22 to go in the third. Packers offense on the field first time in the second half from the 32, first and 10. Give to Wilson, off right tackle, and he's taken down. Coming across untouched, Ty Okada, a safety for Seattle. Decked him for a loss of two, second and 12, Green Bay.
Had a blocker for him, Malik Heath, but Malik did not lay a glove on him.
No.
Big Caleb Jones, all 6'9", 370 pounds worth, is that left tackle for the Packers.
Two receivers stack wide to the left. Sean Clifford remains at quarterback. Wilson moves to the quarterback's right of the shotgun, and here's the snap. Under pressure immediately, dumping it off right side. That Wilson angled out of bounds at the 30. Boy, excellent pass rush immediately by Levi Bell. Or Levi Bell had the coverage downfield. And they got pass rush right away up the middle. I believe that might have been Smith, the Ohio State product. Tyreek Smith, number 92.
Packers, interesting blocking scheme. Probably a blown assignment. But a free runner in between the tackles just doesn't happen.
So now third down. Loss of a yard there. Third and 13 from the shotgun. Here's the snap to Clifford. This time he has protection. Loft the left side. Incomplete. Intended for Heath between defenders. It looked like he might have gotten a hand on it along the left sidelines, but Jarek Reed had coverage on the play from the safety position and made sure to break it up.
It's been tough sledding on occasion against the Seahawks coverage, regardless of who's out there for them.
Confirmation time. Pat O'Donnell takes a chest-high snap, moves forward, gets this kick away. A beauty. Fair catch signal made, backing up to the 19-yard line. On the catch is the Seattle return man, Tyjon Lindsey. So they mark it at the 20 where he first touched it, and it's first and 10 Seattle from there. Green Bay leading 12-7. We are third quarter, 11:56 to go in the third from the U.S. Cellular broadcast booth. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Rashawn Gary here, number 5-2 with the Green Bay Packers. As a professional athlete, I understand the importance of seeing clearly on and off the field. When you visit Shopko Optical, they will recommend eyewear to fit all aspects of your busy life. When your vision is limited, so is your world. But when you can finally see clearly, your world has no limits. Shopko Optical, the official eye care partner of the Green Bay Packers. Visit shopko.com to schedule an exam today.
We're back with Name That Lightning Googles.
This beer pairs well with watching your neighbor trying to dock their boat again. Now, Name That Lightning Googles.
Summer Shandy Bob?
Correct! You named that Lightning Kugels. Also accepted Juicy Peach or Honey Lemon Light. Lightning Kugels. Flavor of the moment. The Jacob and Kugel Brewing Company. Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly 2023.
Get ready, Packers fans. Quick Trip is bringing you an exciting new way to win great prizes with Quick Rewards Packers Points. So for every dollar you spend with Quick Rewards, you'll earn a Packer Point. Then, with your Quick Rewards app, spend points for chances to win amazing prizes, like a 2023 Chevy Colorado Trail Boss. No purchase necessary. Start your winning season September 1st with Quick Rewards Packers Points, only from Quick Trip.
Football is back, and fall is knocking on our doors, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for a cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com.
Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors. Teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at buildingwisconsintogether.com. Wayne Larrabee, Larry McCarron, Lambeau Field in Green Bay. 11:56 to go, third quarter. Packers leading the Seahawks 12-7. Seattle first and 10, 20-yard line working from right to left in Seattle territory. Slot right, single receiver left, Drew Lock under center. Sir Roderick Thompson, the lone setback. They get motion to the left, faking the handoff. Lock throws over the middle, knocked down, incomplete. Broken up by Brooks. Carl Brooks, the defensive lineman. Sixth round draft choice out of Bowling Green. He was in the quarterback's face.
Went inside the blocker who was, for whatever reason, just kind of drifting to the outside. And Carl Brooks took advantage.
Second and 10. Three receivers right, two to the left. Alone of the gun is Locke. Takes the snap, fires it over the middle, and complete. Not sure who he's trying to hit. Tight end Mabry in the short pattern and then a little bit farther downfield ahead of receiver. Tariq Carpenter had coverage, and it is a third and 10 Seattle.
Carpenter playing linebacker as he has all camp, and it's a work in progress. Learning a new position, the ins and outs of it, and the instincts required, and his results have been mixed.
Landers and Mabry to the right side, slots it up to the left, out of the shotgun. It's third and 10, Seattle 2 of 6 on third down conversions. Locke takes the snap, sets and fires right sidelines, got his man dropped out of bounds, incomplete. Landers had the catch, and it was knocked away by Corey Ballantyne, front of the Seattle bench near the 30-yard line of the far right side. Fourth down, Seattle 1, 2, 3, and out.
Ballantyne helping his cause.
Yeah, because that was there to be completed. Dixon on punt formation once again. Takes the snap knee high, moves forward, gets his kick away. Beautiful spiral, backing up Samari Toure. Inside the 20 to the 19, now he cuts right to the hash marks. 20, 25, he's to the 30, hammered back. Right there at the 30-yard line, right hash mark, and leading that charge on the play, Christian Young for the Seattle Seahawks. Also into that play, Jordan Ferguson, a defensive lineman. Let's pause 10 seconds, station identification on the Green Bay Packers radio network.
98.3 FM, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
61-yard punt by Dixon and a 10-yard return by Toure. First and 10, Green Bay. Football just short of the 30-yard line of the Packers, working from left to right. Under center, Sean Clifford. Straight eye formation backfield. Here's the toss around the left end, making the turn around the left side. He's to the 35-40 and barreled out of bounds on the far left side. Nate McCrary, one of the newest Packers, forced out by Jerick Reed, gain of 11, first down to the 41-yard line.
Well done by McCrary. That's a nice first impression. Running through tacklers. Nice job.
McCrary joined the team, what, about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, he's a newcomer.
First down to the 41-yard line, Green Bay territory. Packers leading with 10:59 to go in the third, 12-7. Sean Clifford under center. Tucker Kraft in motion to the right side and off play action. Back to throw is Clifford. Dumps it off left side for Kraft, and he's hit and driven down. Short of the 40-yard line, they lost a yard. Jerick Reed brought him down. They're going to mark it at the 40 on the far left side. No, give him a loss of 2. Back to the 39 is where they spot it. Second down coming up, 12 yards to go.
Very well done by Reed. Not going for the cheese. Packers ran some play action. Kraft coming across like he's going to block, doesn't. Reed brought none of it.
Three receivers right. Tucker Kraft standing up left side of the line from the shotgun on second down and 12. Lot looking around, waiting, still looking, and Clifford throws left side back shoulder, broke it up incomplete. Along the left sidelines, crossed the Seattle 45-yard line. Tucker Kraft, the intended receiver, I believe Artie Burns, had coverage in front of Pete Carroll on the Seattle sideline. So third down and 12 coming up, and the Packers now 7 of 12 on third down conversions.
Burns continues what's been a good grading day for the Seahawk secondary in coverage.
Three receivers right, two to the left. And the snap to Clifford, quick toss right side, comeback screen, and here is Grant DuBose. matriculating between defenders across the 45, goes inside the numbers out to the 47-yard line, where it is fourth down. Jacob Sykes, a defensive end, tracked him down from behind, gain of 8 yards, but they needed 12.
Yeah, decent blocking out there by Deuce Watts and Tucker Kraft, but it was third and a bunch.
Aesop Winston back deep to retrieve this punt. Pat O'Donnell on a punt formation. Broughton Hatcher, the snap. And here it is, chest high, moving forward. O'Donnell lifts this kick high in the air, sailing toward the far side, making the catch, and a fair catch it is. Inside the 5-yard line, they're going to mark it at the 5, apparently. The return man for the Seattle Seahawks, Aesop Winston Jr. So first down, Seattle, at the 5-yard line of the Seahawks. No score in this third quarter, but the Packers lead in the game. 12-7, 9:20 to go in the third. 48-yard punt, no return. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
98 Q Country.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup. And then run your vehicle through their advanced technology touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, every day low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for benefitscheckup.org.
Benefits what?
Benefitscheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
10 Seattle. And a quick snap from the 5-yard line. Pass right side, knocked down. Brenton Cox. They're trying to get it out to the tight end on the far right side. Tyler Mabry, but Brenton Cox got his big paw up there and knocked it down.
He wasn't getting anywhere on his rush. Good awareness. Rather than just stay locked up with his blocker, look for the ball, found it.
Second and 10 from the 5, ball to the right hash mark. Hand off goes to the running back, Sir Roderick Thompson, around the left end and forced out of bounds on the near side as Thompson across the 15-yard line, where it appears he has a first down. Shamar John Charles chased him out, give him a gain of 10.
Tariq Carpenter trying to get it stopped early, couldn't quite get there. And Shamar John Charles fighting a delaying action on the outside all by his lonesome.
Ball to the left hash mark, 15-yard line of Seattle. Packers leading 12-7. We're in the third. And off play action, lock back to throw, being chased. Rolls right side, threw it away, incomplete. Aesop Winston in the vicinity. Benny Sapp had the coverage up near the 15-yard line. That play was going nowhere anyway. So the veteran lock did the right thing, threw it away. He was being pursued by two Packers, including Colby Wooden.
Yeah, the Seahawks using play action, the action going left. They expect Wooden to follow it. He does not. Right in the quarterback's face.
Second and 10, Seattle. Football to the 15-yard line of the Hawks. Locke alone in the gun. Three by two. Three receivers right, two to the left. From the 15, here's the snap. Locke looking left, throws left side, got his man between defenders up across the 20-yard line. And making that catch, Cade Johnson, Phillips, and Levitt collaborate on the stop at the 22, a gain of about seven.
And Jimmy